In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to Revelation chapter 12. And there we have recorded seven personages that God shares with us, giving us an overview of the history of Israel. And we read in verse 3, "And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having seven heads and ten horns and seven crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born." And this, of course, is a reference to Israel and the coming of Christ through Israel, and specifically the red dragon referring to the devil, Satan, and the special picture that we see as he stood ready to devour her child as soon as it was born. Who is the child? It's the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we oftentimes don't know really all the things that go on behind the scenes. You've heard of things that go on behind the scenes. I remember one time we had an opportunity to go and tour a television station. And that was kind of interesting. You see all those people that sit in front of the camera, and all you see is their face and the background and the nice little table that they have fixed up. But behind it is just wires and cameras and people running around and giving hand signals. And there's a control room going on in the back, and they're talking to the people with, I mean, there's all kinds of things going on behind the scenes. And one of the things that Revelation shares with us through John, the apostle, is that there was a great scene as Jesus Christ was about to be born of the devil himself at ready to devour the Christ child. And I've often wondered about the multitudes of the angels, if not that God in heaven had just put them in place just to kind of be there to shield that great thing, that God in his power displayed the angels and all the heavenly host to illustrate that nothing that the devil could do could keep God's plan from being unfolded. No matter what he tried, no matter how he sat there at ready to try to strike and devour, and how he had already set Herod in motion to make his decree of all the two-year-old males and younger to be destroyed, that nothing that he could do could keep Christ from coming into this world to accomplish his ministry. Folks, that tells us how great our God is. It also reminds us about how bad the devil is, though. And we have not come to the place today where the devil has been put in the closet. We don't have to worry about the devil anymore. I'm going to tell you something. He knows that Christ is coming soon. And he is doing everything in his power to push over his agenda, to try to stop the truth. But folks, we serve a God that's greater than that. And you and I have to stand up for the Lord Jesus Christ. We've got to be counted for him. We've got to share the gospel with those around us. And we have to know our enemy. The Bible says that we are not ignorant concerning his devices. The devil is real. Even though today, in a recent poll that was done, there were 63% of Americans say that the devil is not real. 63% say that the devil is just a figment of the imagination. It's just a character in the Bible. But I want to tell you something, he's real. He's real. But our God is more powerful. And we're so thankful for the fact that he shielded, protected, the Christ child came to this world. And it says here in verse 5, "And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne." He accomplished his purpose. And he's sitting at the right hand of the Father making intercession for you and for me this morning. And he's the one that we serve. He's the one that we seek to glorify in our singing. He's the one that we serve and follow. And one of these days, he's coming back. Amen? He's coming back to take us to be with him. What a glorious day that will be.